Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. I'm very far from you, so I'm not going to put on my mask, okay? How many meters? Museveni was how many meters from the audience? 20 meters. Yes, glory be to God. Yeah, there are people who don't believe in these things of social distancing. Yeah, so I was reading one of them the other day, and they're like, they even don't know where this, how many meters, where it came from, the science behind it. Okay? Now, I'm not agreeing with them, nor am I agreeing with the 6 meters. I don't know. You understand, eh? I don't what? I don't know. Hallelujah. Dennis is a scientist. He can come and tell us. Glory be to God. Yes, you're welcome. It looks like we were here just yesterday, last Sunday. Okay? Hallelujah. Huh? If we don't, we feel like it. Okay. Glory be to God. Yes, you're welcome. Bob, welcome. Yes, children. Okay, let's give a big hand clap to our children. Yes, especially Malaika. Malaika was praising God. Let's give a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Good to see you, everyone. All right. Yes, Andrew is a father now. Amen. Yes, Father, we pray for God to give you increase financially. Yes, so that you can take care of your daughter. Hallelujah. Mariam. Okay. But you know that those are the same names, eh? Miriam and Mariam. But they even Mary. Mary is, that's why in Uganda they call him what? Mariam, eh? Mariam, because it is Miriam. Glory be to God. Why some people switched from the Miriam or the old, that's right, eh? Then they say Mary, no one knows. Okay? There must have been an agenda, but it doesn't really matter to God, all right? Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Good to see you. She's one of the first people who got immunized, for your own information. My wife got immunized like 3-4 days ago. Okay? Yes. Who else is vaccinated here? Is it immunized or vaccinated? Same thing. Alright? Joanne is vaccinated. Hillary is vaccinated. Alright? Yeah? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it's good to see you. Good to see you. Is he asking or stating? Yeah? I'll get vaccinated. By the way, there are some vaccines which are expiring soon. Eh? I saw the other day, like in 3 days' time. All right, so you shouldn't let them be what? Be wasted. That's money. Hallelujah. All right, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, I hope you are aware that the Isokes entered their new house. Are the people aware? Yeah, okay, in Seta. Miriam, where did you stay? Seta, Buwate. Okay. Which is different from Seta. But she might be your neighbor. Hallelujah. Okay. But what I'm doing right now is pastoral work, okay? This is what pastors do. They talk to people, they talk about their houses, their health. So don't think I'm wasting time. Alright? Okay, I am pastor who? Yeah, so this is really what? Pastoral work. Hallelujah. After a year, after, you know, 12 or 30, you might not get it, the pastoral work, okay? Because I'm not really a pastor. It's like I don't know how to, you know, like I don't know how to be in people's lives, what, you know, I just don't know. I wonder how people do it, okay? The courage they get to get into people's things and then keep investigating and digging and following up, you know, Yeah, I just don't know. But interestingly, many Christians like it. Okay, they like it. And I just don't understand how they like that. All right? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was reading Rick Joyner last week, and he said that you get to know who your pastor is when you hear Jesus, the pastor, in him. Okay? So he said that it doesn't matter whether someone has good counseling skills, whether they like people a lot. You see, that is not what? All those qualifications are man made up. Alright? There's no way I say that a pastor should have good what? Counseling skills. Probably, he's not, maybe there's a type of pastor God has made in such a way that when he deals with you, he's not supposed to counsel you. He's supposed to even cane you and tell you to go away quickly. Alright? Because for you, that is a what? The medicine that you need. You understand? People need different medicines. Alright? There's some people who need counseling. There's some people who just need chiboko. You understand? Okay? So you have to discern those things. Alright? Like, if someone doesn't have money, some people need financial help. Alright? Other people don't need it. You understand? Maybe they have refused to work. And God is like, don't give them a coin. You understand? Alright? Or, God is like, no, just tell that one to have good financial discipline. And that is, you understand, God is like, tomu wa wadenechi kumi. Alright? And then when the guy says that, people say, that guy is not a pastor. A pastor is supposed to love people. And according to them, love means give them what? Alright? Yeah, but God is like, no, that one don't. That one do what? Yes, I remember a story of Kenneth Hagin. There's a guy who used to waste his time. Okay? Every time he would come to Hagin, the guy would just talk nonsense, waste his time, talking things. You know, Then one day, Hagin was seated somewhere, and then he saw the chap coming. Hagin, out of love, by the love of God, the moment the guy came close like this, Hagin just walked away and left. Alright? Now that one, he needed that. Okay? Because, by the way, there are people, I first learned this from Rick Joyner. There are people who have an assignment from the devil to make ministers of God tired. It's called wearing out the saints. You've heard of that? Okay? There's scripture like that in the Bible. Okay, in it, so there are people, Bambi, and they don't know. I think some of them don't know. But it is just an assignment from the devil to wear out ministers of God. Glory be to God. So, yeah, now, of course, that is for ministers of God. But also there could be someone in your life who has an assignment from the devil to make you tired. You understand? To wear you out. Alright? To make you broke. Alright? Always, whenever you see a call from them, it is money. An assignment from the enemy to take your money. And the earlier you discern that, the better for you. Hallelujah. Instead of being manipulated, that if you don't treat them the way they want to be treated, then you're not walking in love. Glory be to God. Teddy, say amen. Yeah? Hallelujah. Amen? Hillary, you know these things. You've been around for ages. These people were just, it is an assignment. They never seem to learn. Now, there's a woman, she had me preach on Impact FM last year, okay? So she had me talking about end times and what, you know? So she called me. She said, hey, I'm so and so. Nakaseke, about where? Nakuya ku radio. Weba le nyevi ntwevyo bemutu yigiriza ya end times. I was like, hey, thank you, what? So she asked me questions, I answered them. Then later, she calls me again. She said, now, this vaccine, okay? You know, I'm a teacher, and they're telling us we're going to lose our jobs if we don't get what? Vaccinated. But for me, you know, there's this mark of the beast. I was like, wow, be what? So, you know, I took time, I explained to her how it. And I told her that your Bible, which you read. So I told her why it cannot be the mark of the beast. Yes, the mark of the beast will come, but it is not this. I gave her the chronology of events when they, you understand, eh? I took time and what? I wasn't her pastor, but I pastored her as far as what? That issue was concerned. Then she said, hey, okay. About 3 months later, she calls me again. She's like, Nze gu what? Ukuva enakaseke. Nakubira koluri what? Kati eno vaccine eno mako the beast. I was like, now here we go. So I was like, now I need to find a better way of dealing with this woman. So anyway, again, I was nice. I explained to her what. I think even her airtime gamed, and I was like, let me use mine. Because I still have the airtime. Christine sent me some months ago. That just shows you that I'm not a call, you understand? Okay? And so I explained to her. Well, she's like, okay. Then she's like, now, before that time when I called you, I had had a dream. And in my heart, I was like, now, why didn't you tell me that time? She told me some dream, which was she thinks Marco, but there was nothing near to what? Okay? Then I was like, now, I was like, this woman, I don't know. But anyway, I realized that Christians, I think they don't read the Bible. Or they read it and they see what it says, but they just decide to believe what they want. Yeah, if you are in a church that has taught end times, really, or if you've read the Bible end times, where does this vaccine come in as what? You know, the mark of the beast. Okay, you should refuse to be vaccinated maybe for your own other reasons. You understand? Maybe because you get a headache and for you don't want anything to do with headaches. You understand? That one, I was like, yeah, the guy didn't want what? Headaches. Kawa. You see? Sandra Ichimeni was telling me the other day of a friend of hers who got vaccinated. And according to Sandra, the friend fainted. Now, I don't know whether that was an exaggeration. You know, so for me, my
what I know about fainting is, you know, I don't know whether that's what she, maybe it was just an exaggeration. She could have just felt weak and went and slept. I don't know. Okay, so if it is for those reasons, clothes, what, all those things, then that's okay. But don't, it's not the mark of the beast. Glory be to God. The mark of the beast, they will tell you this is the mark of the beast. Okay, they won't give you a shot. Then after they will say, aha, now you have the mark of the beast. No! You will take it when you know. Do you understand? And even then, it is only coming, that mark, when the beast, the Antichrist, is already there and is known. Do you understand? Say amen. Amen. Of course, if you don't understand, don't say amen, all right? Yeah, just give me a call, and I'll see how to what? To deal with you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There's a gentleman, you know, he saved, and the wife. So somehow, we began to talk about the thing, and I told him the chronology of events. This cannot be the thing. Then the guy said, yeah, very good. Now you see, now your background, your science background is helping you to understand the thing of the Bible. Then I said, no, it has nothing to do with my science background. I've just given you a chronology of events, Bible. They say, okay. But you know, my wife. Now, the wife was in ICU some time ago for weeks, COVID. Okay? But the wife, okay, they have a pastor. The pastor has convinced the wife that vaccines no go. You know, it's a no go. So now, the one, but the husband for him is for it. Okay? The wife was in ICU, nearly died. She, you know, So I was laughing, And I was telling him that now you see, you might be blamed for trying to what? To split the church. Because the wife believes in her pastor. But, and man, chicks, when they believe they are pastors. Women with their pastors. Okay? Not you, okay? But generally, women with their pastors. Okay? So the guy was there saying, now I don't know what to do. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? So, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Dennis must be so happy with my what? With my pastoral work. His only issue is like, now, why did you talk about the fainting, the headaches, the clots? Hallelujah. Even Joanne got a job, and she said that, man, vaccine, Luma, if COVID is worse than this. Okay? Hallelujah. But Flora knows these things. She, one day we should give her a session. And she told her, my prayer is that this COVID thing will go away the way it came. Okay, you understand? Yeah, as in just disappear. All right. That should be our what? Our prayer. And, but God is good. God is what? God is good. Amen? Yes. Malaika. God is good. First come. Huh? God is what? Come. Malaika, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good, and that's his nature. Wow.
Wow. Very good. Hallelujah. Yes. Meanwhile, welcome to the new phase of our ministry. All right? The new phase. For those of you who have been reading the words for a week, you know what I'm talking about. Amen? Yeah. I really believe, by the way, talking about worship, I had a dream on Friday morning, which I'll leave it up to you guys to interpret. or to choose what it means. In this dream, I was with some people, but specifically, I remember with Juliana, and we were outside some place, and it seemed like we had been like rehearsing, singing. Then when we were done with that, we entered a building, okay? And so there was a room in there where we sat, and Juliana got out chicken, cooked with chicken sauce, with beans and other foods, okay? And she kujulad. You know kujulad? Eh? Okay. It's what? Okujula. What is it in Runyankore? Okujula, like to unleash. Eh? It's what? You don't know the English.
Serving.
Okay, but before you serve, what do you do? You understand, eh? It was like a lump of salt wash, chicken, you know. Then, all of a sudden, I saw my big brother, standing by, and he said that now, this is real church. You don't find such things in places like BOU, for example, okay? That's what he said, okay? And he said, this is real church. Glory be to God. Now, my interpretation is that it meant like our worship, okay? And my big brother, you know, I believe that was the Lord appearing in that form, all right? Because he's our brother, isn't it? All right? If you don't have a brother, just know what? You have a brother, amen? If you don't have a sister, I don't know whether you have one. And so I believe it was the Lord saying that now, like Eletie, our worship makes us rule church. Glory be to God. Amen? What do you think about that? Oh, I've biased you with my interpretation. Huh? Anyone has a contrary interpretation? Okay. Christine, should I ask Dennis? Yes.
A similar dream in the morning.
Friday morning.
No. Now.
Ah.
Yes.
Good. About food?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And on Friday, Joan was praying. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. I want to ask him. You know, this guy is very brilliant. All right? There's someone who saw him on TV. Said, that guy went in Intare. Guy was very what? That's why he's a medical doctor, but he's also the spokesperson, Minister of Education. Okay? It is just his head that is what? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, I had that excellent good dream Friday, so I knew that the Lord is excited that we are getting back. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Now, we need to be reminded what we are up to as LAT. Alright? As a ministry. Okay, what we are up to. All right? In a nutshell, we are here to build a dwelling place for God. Glory be to God. All right? 2nd November in the year 2000, God spoke to me from 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 5. Those days I used to read the NIV. Alright? And that verse says that my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. All right? So God was telling me back then that a day would come when I would do this. I would build him a house that would be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. All right? Now that is what we are up to. To build God a habitation. To build God a house. To build God that which he would call his house, his dwelling place. Glory be to God. All right? Now, in saying this, we are not talking about a physical structure. All right? Okay? God's dwelling place is people. It is a church. All right? And we see that in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22. It says that in whom, talking about Christ, okay, it says that in Christ, you also are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Okay? You, people, are being built up together for a dwelling place. Alright? A dwelling place of God. Glory be to God. So, the house that we are building, that is supposed to be of great fame and magnificence and splendor in the sight of all the nation, it is a group of people, okay, who exist as one, okay, an assembly, okay, that group will be glorious, eh? All right? It will be famous in the nations. All right? And the key thing that will make it to stand out that way will be the presence of God in them. Hallelujah. Okay? The presence of God in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also their obedience to God, their way of life. Amen? I keep saying this. It is of no use, okay, if like you are a pastor, okay, and you have 1,000 members, okay, and only 50 are going to heaven. All right? Man, you know, as in, you know, when the world is celebrating you, okay, but these guys are going to hell. You see, Now, the only way you can try to talk yourself out of that is by this stupid stuff of what? One saved, always saved. You understand? Like this Kampala, there's something wrong. Something wrong. Either all these guys in Kampala are not saved or they are saved, but the way Kampala is messed up, the evil in this city, okay, the corruption that is happening, in offices, in government, you wonder whether this, now on Sunday, when there's no lockdown of churches, on Sundays, okay, when it's normal, man, the traffic, lunchtime, all these guys are coming from church. But you don't see that. It's not depicted. When you read the news, when you hear how ministers, man, guys are in church, they are known, they are elders, but they are thieves, man. And then they are the same guys when there's a building project that they are with church. They are the what? They are the chair of that. And this guy, pastor, or reverend who has elected them to chair, they know where the guy is going to get the dime to contribute. And the reason why they are the chairs is because they know guys are going to bring in something, something big. And these guys know where they're going to get it from. Bagenda kuba sente. Do you understand? Now, what use is it to have a church there when guys are going to hell? Hallelujah. Amen? Binyabin to be know what? There's that song, Biriguao, Biriguao. You know that song? Yeah? Hallelujah. Okay, so we're building a house that will be glorious. Okay? You remember? Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. Okay? And that is defined very well in the Bible. You cannot be living in sin and then you call yourself part of the glorious church. Okay? Alright? Now, this teaching, I'm telling you, there's a teaching that Jesus is not coming back for a broke church. You've heard it? And I think one time I believed it. Oh, I didn't, but I just entertained it. I was like, he does no harm. Okay? See, so when it says glorious, Jesus is not coming back when the church is still broke. Alright? So, you know, but where in the Bible does it say that? It doesn't. Right? Jesus is coming back for a church without spot and wrinkles. Full stop. He didn't say a church which is what? Prosperity. Mugaga. That is what? You've heard of that stuff. Okay? And man, those things can be very nice to hear. Before Jesus comes back. Okay? Mchintu. But it's a lie. Another thing now which causes people to be so money-minded, they just know, as long as I'm still broke, Jesus is not coming back. Because he's not coming back for a broke church. Alright? Then there's this one. That Jesus is first going to wait until the church is without spot or wrinkle. He won't come until we are all living holy. That's a big lie. He's coming and some people are going to be left behind. Alright? He's only going to take out that portion, which is what? Glorious. Hallelujah. Amen? You're regretting why you came today or what? You know, these are not the things that I came to hear. I came to be encouraged. First of all, you began off on a wrong note. Yeah? Telling us to get the mark of the beast. Did I say that? Did I say that you should take the mark? Now you've made things worse by telling us that Jesus might come back when we're still broke. Yet for me, my faith is what? In fact, I got a prophecy, what? You know, all the things that come up, but hallelujah. Okay, so we're building God a house, and that house is going to be glorious. And that house, like we have seen in Ephesians 2:2, in Ephesians 2:22, that house is people. Alright? People are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I need to emphasize that the church belongs to the Lord because he bought it. Because he did what? He bought it. It is his church. Hallelujah. It is his what? His church. Okay? In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, Paul told the pastors that take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Okay? To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Alright? The church belongs to who? To the Lord, because he bought it. So the house of God belongs to God. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So since the church is the Lord's, and the church is his dwelling place, it is his house, we must build it only according to his design or to his plans. And when we do that, then he will dwell in that house. Glory be to God. Amen? Remember, we are building God a house. Amen? Alright? And since it is his house, alright, and he bought it, you understand? Then we must build it according to his what? To his design, to his plans, not our own things. Hallelujah. Alright? You've had these things for... Someone like him has had these things for 7 years. Glory be to God. Building according to his design, his plans. You see, I've been born again for, I think it is 22 years now, or 23 years. Alright? John has been born again for much more years than that, because she got saved in P2. Fetwalo koka tulimakerere. Ngatumazo kole fujo. After miming some dangerous songs at university. Mitchell X Show had a group of guys, we mimed a song at one, but the hats, you know, like Hilary's hat? Hats and some jackets, man. I even don't want to talk about that stuff. First of all, that song with my group of, I think we're like 6 cool guys, man. There's a lady I preached to the gospel. No, was it a lady or some guy? Preached to them the gospel. Say, no koka. Then the guy say, mumwa mala okwenjo yingo obulamu, nemulo koka nafek katsoket kolechi. Okay, what was I talking about? Yes. Yes, I've been born again, I think, 23 years or so. And I've come to realize, okay? And the earlier some of you realize it, the better. It will save you a lot of what? The things of God are very simple. The things of God are very what? They are very simple. Jesus said, or John said, concerning the Lord's commandments, he said that, and his commandments are not burdensome. You understand? So it also means that even building a church, these things are very simple. Alright? The problem comes when you start getting worldly. See, the way the world does stuff, okay? And then you what? Kakati, you look at how Manu draws crowds. Okay? They get Ronaldo, ne wamuleta, etisawe, ne chikolaji, ne chijula. That's a principle, you know, let the things of the world teach you the what? Kakati, now you know, funayo celebrity from New York. You understand? Things are happening in some church, you know, with celebrities. Even for you, Or you might not get one, but somehow, now you as a pastor, you decide now to what? To be a celeb. Now, it might work and you get the crowds. But first of all, you have already fallen. And now a real painful fall is coming. Do you understand? So you see, the things of the world are simple. Why don't you just do what the Bible says? Preach Jesus, worship the Lord, worship together. As in simple stuff, why do you have to make church complicated? I know there are people who won't join churches which are simple. Okay? There's a guy who came here some time ago, a friend of mine, Israel, Emmanuel, he's in Canada, now, okay? He came one time here, I think, one overnight, 31st to 1st, We prayed, we worshipped, like we maximized those number of hours. Midnight, we went away. I gave him a lift to the park. As we drove, he said, Kale, we complicate the things of God. We complicate church. I'm telling you, there are people, if they came here and they don't see the things we're doing, what with this event, marriage ward, seminar, at 2 p.m., then on Wednesday at 3, then there will be what, then what, you know, then Kati, you get in groups here, what now? Activity, event, that's what people want, and that's what they call church. Hallelujah. But 7 years now, I've refused to do them. All right? Now, I'm not saying God is against the marriage world, but I'm saying activity. People think that activity means life. Activity, bully means what your seminar, special seminar, blah, blah, blah. People think that is what? But that's not true. Unless God has told you to do them. I'm telling you, those, and that's what people want. Hallelujah. Okay? You remember? With Judith? There was a clip which moved around some time ago. Okay? And there was this preacher. Okay? Either it was from Ghana or somewhere. And he was saying that when he was young in ministry, he had a mentor, okay, who told him, now who was advising him how to succeed in ministry, told him that, young man, people want to be deceived. All right? People want to be deceived. Then he told him, therefore, you had better deceive them. Because if you don't deceive them, you see, they want to be deceived. If you don't deceive them, they're going to walk away from you and go to where they will be deceived. So to prevent them going away, better deceive them yourself. You understand? This is what is happening. The deception that Jesus is not coming back for a broke church. Hallelujah. We aren't gonna do it. Hallelujah. That is why we're here for 7 years. We've been here for 7 years. Hallelujah. Alright? And you all know that God, you know, this far God has been pleased with what we're doing. You understand? Those things. Hallelujah. There's some of you who believe there's something in your life. And there's some of you, now, this is why, for example, why you don't give, like, to this church, is because I haven't deceived you. But you're looking for a man of God, a woman of God to deceive you. And somehow you unleash that money. You see, So that's why people take hours, taking an offer to, Yeah, there's a guy. I'm telling you, some of these guys, there's a son of Bambi, a genuine man of God in Uganda, a very genuine man of God, he's a man of God in everything. So his son passed away last week, and yesterday there was a funeral service, all right? And it was on YouTube, like you could, live, So anyway, there was what? So as they are there, the service is going on, then, there was a talk of, hey, we can what? Resurrect this guy. And Bambi was a married guy that had been married for less than a year. That was sad. Eh? Okay? So they talk, why? Well, resurrect. Then there's some guy, a guy who was once a man of God, to drive the thing, to get there. Then the car, what, you know. Then for me, I was like, nah, okay, yeah, we believe in what resurrection. But they should have done it private. Eh? As in, you just go in some room over before you brought the body, you know. Because they think now, what if, as in, some people are going to laugh at the church, you know. First of all, even the way they were doing it. Now, then this guy who was once a man of God, yet, you know, eh? Then, of course, he began that whole thing. Definitely knew nothing was going to happen. All right? Then he came back now. You know. Then he said, now, the Lord told him, there are 100 people in this place. Each one of them is supposed to give 10 million shillings. Okay, we need that money so that when this man, the resurrection, what? Happens. Alright? This guy will find money to do the work of the Lord. You know, 10, so where are they? What? 100 what? People, each one 10. I watched the stuff last. I'm talking about what I saw. But of course, if you go now and look for it, they will cut off that what? That bit. But apparently, I just heard that there are some other guys who had already begun. Wherever this guy who has died is, this money can be like a bait to get him to come back. You know, so my wife and I are the first ones, 10 million, who else? Then there was a pastor there, Najet, you know. But by the time they were done, only 4, what? But God told him 100. Yes, they can't, okay, everyone, bring what you have. That's usually how those things end. They end with everyone. Katimulete. Zemulina. There's a guy who used to sell water. Mondo. You know Mondo? Tomani Mondo. Tomomani. There's a guy who told me about that guy. Brought water in mineral water bottles. Okay? Then he said, now this is special water. Okay, each one of them was 20K. Doesn't matter that. 20K. So God told me 20 over how many people? 100 what? People. Bambi, ati, abalokole, they are so gullible. Bambi, I want to handle the car. They say, okay. So, kati, about 20. God told him water for 20,000. You understand? So, that should be it. Kati, alava, bawe deyo. The others are broke. Say, okay, now I feel sorry for you. Now I haven't yet gotten. Who haven't gotten? Okay, 10,000. But go tell the guy what? 20. Those things, then you can have 10 bambi na wo. Bafunye na wo omukisa. Bambi na wale. Meanwhile, there are those who don't have 10. See, but man. Okay, just bring what you have. Just bring what you have. And stupid guys don't, it didn't occur to them that God told the guy 20,000. For him now to bring a 10, it should be a clear sign that this is what? This is Usagari. Never locally. You see, people want to be deceived. If you don't deceive them, they will look for Mondo. That's why Mondo is rich. The guy is colored. Have you seen his stomach? Man, that stomach didn't come when a guy is broke. The other day he dressed up like an Arab. On Eid. Dressed up an Arab night. White, what? Last year, I guess, basiramu banange bawat mbagaliza. Just now really guys, the chaps guy is one, and I think he's the one who took Mbonye to State House before the elections. Remember that pick? That must have been Mondo's project, because they know they are all in the same one, in the same thing. Glory be to God. So anyway, yeah, the resurrection did happen. Then, and you see these guys, man, something needs to happen, you guys. Then he introduced a cult leader named Namua. So I knew he was promoted, because at that event there were so many men of God there. So now he had come with this other guy, because most men of God don't accept this chap. Urubega. So now this guy said, now let us welcome Urubega to say, so you can see it's just to, like, and these things are sad. Then, as guys, but as we collect the money, we keep the faith. We keep the faith. We're still believing resurrection. In fact, someone was telling me that they have begun to see the body sweating. I was like, I saw the body sweating. Najani Namgamba, that man, the body has begun to sweat. Because the casket was there. Alright? So I was like, however much this thing is going to take, data, time, I have to see how it ends. I'm like, God, I'm preaching tomorrow, but because as a pastor, I need to know what is happening in the body of Christ. So I need to to see how these thugs are. Hey, before you knew it, the guy had what? Disappeared. Taken off. Left guys with their body there. Hallelujah. Okay? These things are sad, amen? These things are what? So, but what I was saying is, the things of God are not difficult. Okay? Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all those who are heavy laden, because guys were, people were putting commandments on these chaps which were not in the word. The oral law, things which were not in the Bible. And guys were telling the Jews, even these ones, and just say, man, I never said that. You come to me, mine are easy. Glory be to God. Of course, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be a walk of faith. You understand? But the things of God are easy. Alright? The things of God, yeah, you might be, there'll be the trials, you know, but generally, his principles of doing things, you don't need a mystery, you know, You don't need, what is this guy's name? Anyway, you know, the mystery of wealth, you know, Hallelujah. Okay? We are going to do this, okay? By just doing, okay? Yeah, you know, I remember a few days before LAT opened, you remember? There was a night when I was listening to Oye Depo, listening about church growth, all right? Listening to him, I slept past midnight because it was a series. I had to listen to all of them, okay? So the guy was explaining how he grew his church to the level that it was back then in 2014. Okay? So, I went to bed. In the morning, there's a knock at the door. Okay? Some guy comes, knocks. I open. Then I see a friend of mine. And he hands me a book. And he tells me that last night, I had a dream. In the dream, I saw myself getting this book. Okay? 30 years of ministry. By David Oyedepo. Okay? I saw myself getting it off my shelf and giving it to you. And that is why I've come this morning to give you that book. Alright? And so I read the book. Because I was like, hey, this is heaven, This is God. And all I got from that book is only do what the Lord tells you to do. That is a summary of that book. How a depot, you know, managed to do what he, you know, only do what God told you to do. I heard of a story that one time he went on television. All right? And then the Lord revealed to one day he asked him that, who told you to go on television? And immediately he got off television. But he had the money. He had the money for it. But Jesus told him, who told you to, you know? And the guy exited. Just only do what God has told you to do. Nothing more, nothing less. It's that simple. Hallelujah. All right? And by the way, this is how you should also live your lives. You remember? The church was bought, okay, by the blood of Jesus. And that church includes you. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20 is very explicit. Eh? It actually says that now you as an individual, it says that you are not your own. You are not what? You are not your own. You were bought with the precious blood of the Lamb. So since you're not your own, eh? You shouldn't do your own things if you want to be a success. Are you listening to me? And a success doesn't mean being like your friend. You understand? Eh? It didn't mean that. Eh? Hallelujah. It means accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish, you as an individual. Hallelujah. Being a success doesn't mean having a beautiful house like the Soccer's house. It doesn't mean that. Hallelujah. Okay, God's success for you might be having a more beautiful house. Kati gwenewe saku standard ya waji. But it's okay. And God is like, what a failure. Ninge nse ku celebrating a man. And heaven, he was like, what? Kale lava. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I've been born again 23 years. Okay? You see, as you grow older, you somehow become wiser because, like, you are, all those years which you have lived, you're collecting data. Hallelujah. And you are analyzing it, synthesizing it. Okay, and it helps you, okay, come to credible conclusions. Hallelujah. All right? Only do what the Lord tells you to do. Are you listening to me? Huh? All right? Many of you must be wondering how we have still existed. Why after months of not gathering, now look, we are here. Eh? It's like we're all here. You understand? Eh? Yet there are no programs for the adolescents. But you know, Kati, what? A finance seminar, what? You know, Kati, what? You, okay? It's because then how are we able to survive, to pay, to raise the money, to pay for things, eh? Without lying, you understand? It's because we are doing the work of the Lord and God pays for his work. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in trouble because we do things, okay? And since they're our things, God is not mandated to pay for them. So you have to raise the money to pay for your things. God will only pay for one mic. Kaimumafuna mic is settled. Of course, God is gracious. And that's true. Eh? Sometimes they're like, okay, don't do it again, okay? I'll pay for the other two also, but don't do it again. All right? You know, God is gracious. You understand? He gives you what you don't want, what you don't deserve. Hallelujah. But a day comes when you say, first of all, I'm not going to pay for them. Number two, I'm going to spank you. All right? Because nakugamba luli, nekugamba neluli, kachochi zem. So I'm going to spank you. I think that you have to find a way of paying for your own things. You know, eh? These are, you know, the Bible talks about the kindness and the severity of God. We need to know both of them. Both of them. Okay? Jesus is both a lamb and is also a lion. We need to know both of those aspects of him. And that is maturity. Glory be to God. So, we are going to only do what he tells us to do as a church. Hallelujah. Not forgetting that Jesus is the foundation of his church. Hallelujah. As I end, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11, Paul says that you are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus. That is the foundation and the only thing. Jesus. Okay? You can build by hype. Alright? And you will build. But number one, that won't be God's house. And therefore, he won't dwell in it. And to maintain what you have built, you must keep on doing what you did to build it. So you will continue with hype. Then some people will get tired of that hype. So you have to take the game higher. Do you see how man dangerous this thing is? Okay? You've built a thing by lying. Some people are going to get used to that lie. Now you have to get another lie. And then now you end up in hell. Okay? We shouldn't do that. Okay? And don't do that in your life. Glory be to God. All right? I need to remind you of a dream I had this year. Okay, this year, I think it was in March. Alright? In this dream, I found myself in the company of Apostle Serada and Pastor Chaze. Alright? And then, I told them that I attend a church called The One Thing Church. You remember that dream? I attend a church called The One Thing Church. What was that one thing? Jesus. Yeshua. Okay? Jesus. Alright? Then I told them, I continued to tell them that in a certain number of years, this church is going to become the largest in the city. All right? And in the dream, I was a bit hesitant whether to tell them the number. You know, but the main thing there was the one thing church. One thing, okay? Have I chosen to do, to seek the Lord. Okay, one thing to please him. Glory be to God. Amen? And that's how we should continue doing this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have the children learned something? Malaika, have you learned something? Malaika, only do what your parents tell you to do, okay? Be a good girl, be obedient. I've realized the problem with human beings is one. Disobedience. It was the first issue. Remember Adam? God told him, don't eat of that fruit. And again, it was the first and it still is. the issue with human beings, obedience versus disobedience. It's a, but it is only thing. It is only thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us obey the Lord. Let us keep him as our only thing, the only foundation, all right? And we shall be a success, all right? As a congregation, okay? But also as individuals. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.